I'm Confucius, and you are now listening to The Breaks Podcast. These are highlights from our Saturday night hip-hop show on KUTX 989 in Austin, Texas. My co-host Fresh and I are native Austinites, and we love talking hip-hop, Texas hip-hop, hip-hop history, and what's going on right now. And just so you know, the opinions expressed in this podcast are our own and do not necessarily reflect the position of KUTX Austin.
We here to take over the airways. No matter where you're from or where you stay.
We are Austin's hip-hop saviors.
Apparently, according to
the Austin Monthly.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, on Twitter, I take that. You know, I was talking to my wife about it, and the reason why I think that is very fitting for us because we introduced hip-hop to an audience that didn't already know hip-hop existed.
Or cared.
And we're trying to help. That's the same audience that has a lot of control over what gets played, what gets booked in the city. Not to take anything away from everybody else, because there's a lot of other people in the city that represent hip-hop very well and do their own thing, but some of those same people who might feel a way towards me and Fresh having that title only play hip-hop for people that already knew hip-hop existed. So you're not really
and care that it existed.
You're not really reinventing the wheel by playing hip-hop for all hip-hop crowd.
Like, recreate fire.
So it's a blessing to be able to get that publication. That's our second time in it. The first time was when we changed hours, right?
It was shortly after that, I believe.
Yeah. And we got an updated picture, too, so that's all.
That's always great.
So the Grammys are this weekend.
Yes, I'll be watching.
I'm not going to watch them because I can't. But that's one reason. But if I could, I still wouldn't watch them. And, of course, it wouldn't be award season if there wasn't some type of controversy.
Of course.
So the Grammys are being sued.
Mm-hmm.
The Grammys are being sued by the former CEO.
Yeah, Deborah Dugan.
So apparently what happened, according to the Washington Post, last week the Recording Academy, which puts on the annual ceremony, announced that its chief executive, Deborah Dugan, like you said, had been placed on administrative leave after a formal allegation of misconduct by a senior female member of the organization. Dugan's suspension arrived less than 6 months into her tenure as the Academy's first female chief executive and president, just days ahead of the January 26th ceremony, which is tomorrow. Dugan responded Tuesday in a stunning 44-page complaint filed with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission alleging gender discrimination, sexual harassment, and unequal pay on the part of the Academy. The complaint, officially known as the Charge of Discrimination, also claims the organization retaliated against Dugan after she raised concerns in an email to a senior human resources executive that the Academy was operating under a boys' club mentality. In her email, Dugan accused Joel Katz, an entertainment lawyer who serves as the Academy's general counsel, of sexually harassing her. The filing also said that allegations of rape by a female artist were the real reason the contract of Dugan's predecessor, Neil Portnow, was not renewed. Portnow, in a statement to media outlets Wednesday, denied the allegations unequivocally and called them ludicrous and untrue.
Of course he did.
So.
That's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah.
The Grammys or the Scammies. Y'all in a lot of trouble, bro. Like, it's a lot that you have to answer for. Like. And all of that was just read, like, there is a lot that you, like, the Grammys themselves have to answer for. The whole boys club mentality, the whole allegation of being rigged just to bolster and build up white male artists. Like, racial discrimination, gender bias, like, that's a lot to, like, answer for and speak to.
Yeah.
Which... as we've said before, and as we said before off mic, Grammys aren't really culturally relevant. And if this was a shock to this wasn't a shock to anybody that wasn't white. In a nutshell,
basically, Dugan also accused Grammy Awards of showing a lack of diversity with respect to the winners of the most prestigious awards. "Quote: These awards rarely go to rap and contemporary R&B artists, including." Widely acclaimed artists like Beyonce, Kanye West, Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, and Mariah Carey, Dugan stated in her lawsuit.
Jay-Z.
While those acts have won in the rap and R&B categories, when it comes to the most coveted prizes such as album, song, and record of the year, the winners tend to be in the country, rock, and pop genres.
Which is said every single year when that award is announced.
According to the complaint, only 10 black artists have won Album of the Year, and the first to win the award was Outkast, Speaker Box, and The Love Below in 2004. Quote, the Recording Academy has routinely faced criticism for failing to honor black artists. For instance, critics have pointed out that even the best rap album category tends to favor white artists, with Eminem taking the award 7 times and Macklemore and Ryan Lewis's album beating out what many regard as superior releases from Kendrick Lamar, Drake, and Kanye in 2014.
Bruh.
So basically, this lawsuit is saying what people
we have
of color
been saying for years in the 82 years of the.
And apparently, Macklemore realized when he won against Kendrick Lamar, man, Josh, you should have won that.
But, and he apologized. But yeah, like,
I still said about Macklemore, I would apologize.
I wouldn't have apologized, but
you know,
10 black artists in what? This is tomorrow will mark the 82nd. Grammys?
Yes.
So in 8 decades, you've only had 10 black artists win prestigious award, the top prestigious award at the award show. Now, granted, I watch the Grammys not for the cultural relevancy. I like award shows. I like the pageantry. I like seeing people in what they wear. That's my thing. Sue me. I'm going to watch. Only one I didn't watch this year. I didn't watch so far this year was the Golden Globes, and that's because I forgot it was coming on. But, like, come on, man. Like, no, like, y'all are mad. It really looks fishy that when she presents all this, y'all get mad and y'all put her on suspension when she says all this. Like, that looks away. The first woman CEO of the Grammys, 6 months in, and right before the award show itself, y'all put her on suspension. Like, that, to me, that looks fishy when she finally gets the courage to say, hey, I'm going to speak.
Anytime you have a lawsuit like this where one person is fired and they automatically shoot back and say these things were happening at my job, there's always kind of a little weird gray area where it's like we don't know the truth of both sides, but the truth is somewhere in there. But I will say Ms. Dugan was extremely smart to list the discrimination in her lawsuit for the Grammys, because she's just bringing to the forefront what people already assumed. If to say that the Grammys are sexist or racist or, you know, of course, discriminatory, that was more of a shocker than coming out and saying, well, yeah, they also discriminate against artists getting awards. So that was, once again, smart to put that in there, because if I was a lawyer, I'd say, yeah, I mean, people are already saying it. Go ahead, just try to make it fact. Because I said it's going to be easier to convince the jury that, yeah, they're backwards when I have obvious proof that. Like, even when Adele won Album of the Year,
she even said that,
she,
like,
got on stage and looked at Beyonce and said, I don't know what you got to do to win one of these.
Like, what does she have to do to win this? Like when that happens, it's like, yo, somebody should be looking at it. Like, yeah, the system is flawed, very flawed.
Urban culture in this country fuels the music industry. If the music industry is a car, urban music is the gas. Once again,
we're everything.
broken record on the show. We talk about this all the time. Austin is not the only city that shuns its urban music or pushes it to the back burner or gives it the bare minimum and expects us to be like, hey, thank you. But it's always interesting that urban music, like, for instance, Bruno Mars won all the prestigious Grammys, whatever year that was, like a couple years ago.
I want to say
2016 too. And his music was very heavily R&B influenced.
Mm-hmm.
Genuine couldn't put out that same album with Bruno Mars and win those same Grammys.
Definitely couldn't.
K. Michelle, she famously said that I couldn't sing the same songs as Adele and get the same type of accolades.
Facts.
And I can sing just as well or better than Adele, which is an argument for, because K. Michelle can really sing. Beyonce made Lemonade, which at the time was considered her best album and also a genre-changing album. And the only awards she really won that year were, like I said, the R&B category awards. Rihanna Anti won like 2 awards, and they were R&B category awards. And Anti is considered some of her best work.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, Kendrick Lamar's first album, Good Kid, Mad City, which I would say, argue now, is considered a classic. Enough time has passed.
Yeah, it's almost 8 years.
Yeah. Lost almost every... Yeah, he didn't win any awards at that Grammys. He performed there. He was nominated, I think, like 8 or 9 times. Didn't win any. Once again, it's still... very telling that the last hip-hop album to win Album of the Year was Outkast.
And that was, what,
2004? Bro, between 2004 and 2020.
It's going on 20 years?
You're not going to tell me there hasn't been one album that's come out that hasn't been Album of the Year that's rap. That's ridiculous. Like, see, Good Kid, M.A.D. City could be in that argument.
If Pyros and Crips all got along, they probably got me down by the end of the song.
So, DaBaby had a little altercation early this week. And, you know, you see these things, you're like... damn it, DaBaby. So footage came out of him walking to a hotel with a hotel employee walking next to him. And at some point in the video, the baby grabs the man and slams him into a chair nearby and stands over him and, you know, is in a very intimidating manner. So seeing the video without any context, you're thinking like, okay, like what is the baby being a bully? Because, you know, the baby has been in certain situations since his career's taken off that he's had explanations for, but you're like, okay, what happened with this one? So the way it was framed at first was, Kate, you know, he's the baby is being a bully. Mm-hmm. So the baby came out and what he's good at doing, you know, jumping ahead of this, well, not jumping ahead of it, but explaining himself. He said that the reason why he became aggressive with that man, he said when he pulled up to the hotel, the guy was a valet apparently. He pulled up to the hotel, he had his daughter with him and his daughter's mother, and the guy immediately took out his phone, and the baby told him, he's like, dude, look, like, I have my kid with me, and like, chill out, don't do that. And so he said the dude pretended to put his phone away, but then when the baby looked over again, the dude had his phone out again. And tried to like kind of follow the baby in. That's when you see the footage of them coming in and the baby grabbing the dude and being, you know, standing over him telling him, bro, like, I told you not to do that. And so when I heard that part, I'm like, if that's what happened, yeah, I get that. Like, I'm pretty sure the baby, once again, him being the celebrity that he is and the caliber of artist that he is right now, he probably has to take pictures all the time. And I'm pretty sure he's the type of artist, like, I'll take a picture with you, but
it's a time and place for it.
Yeah, if I have my child
out with me as I'm walking into the hotel, like, I'm not saying no, but like, bro, like, right now, that's not the mood that I'm in. Like,
not just that, if you go to his Instagram, you don't really see pictures of his kids like that, which lets me know he doesn't want his kids out there like that. Same thing with Charlamagne. So Charlamagne is famously, even though I know his wife, he did post his wife one time, but he won't show what his kids look like, he said, because there's people that might feel a way towards me that might take it out of my children.
As we've seen random people do on the internet.
Yeah, y'all are just monsters when it comes to like Blue Ivy and like Kanye's kids. Like,
man,
it's not that how y'all treat like celebrities' kids. Like, nah, I don't blame them for not. I don't want y'all to know what my kid even looks like. And I watched Wendy Williams. It was on. I was in a hotel this weekend celebrating my anniversary, so it was on TV.
You have to explain it, bro. If you watch Wendy Williams, you watch Wendy Williams.
She was talking about it, and she was saying that I think it was a very like high end hotel in Beverly Hills, and Wendy Williams said that you're not going to sit here and tell me that the baby is the most famous person that valet has seen since he's been there. There's no way. So for you to act like that just shows that you just wanted to cause an issue.
Two things with me when I heard it. One, the baby is clearly in that weird transition from, I want to say, like, regional internet fame to being a full-blown superstar. And now he has to figure out that you cannot personally put your hands on every single body out there that comes at you in that way. Like, those days are over, bro, because they're going to slap you with the lawsuit.
Oh, yeah, you know the lawsuit's coming.
Yeah, those days are over. You have to have people around you, and they have to handle it, and you got to be on your P's and Q's at all time. Two, people, y'all got to be smarter about this. Like, people, you have to, like, respect somebody's boundaries and respect their space. Y'all gotta stop taking your phone out and just sticking it in somebody's face, fam. Because it is going to get you hurt. Because you're going to roll up on it and do it to the wrong celebrity, whether it be, once again, a TV star, a movie star, a rapper, a radio personality, an Instagram model. They don't want a phone constantly in their face. Like, not from a stranger.
The late, great Nipsey Hussle, famously, there was a footage of him one time when these paparazzi were following him around. And he chastised them for that. He was like, bro, they were like, he was trying to tell them, like, I told y'all not to film me and y'all are still doing it. And their comeback was like, well, you're a celebrity. So I'm still a human.
I understand it's your job to do this, but it's a way to go about this. And don't just be walking up to no grown person, sticking no camera in their face, man.
Yeah. And I mean, I would think you don't have the common decency just to ask, like, hey, man, do you mind if I get some pictures of you, this video of you? If you say no, then you keep it moving. Like, I mean, it is what it is. Hopefully the baby, you know, gets out of this scot-free, but more than likely that dude's going to sue. You know, it got to TMZ and lawyers are going to see it. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be like, hey, guy, you can sue. But if camera footage comes outside of the baby telling that dude nicely to stop.
Yeah, your case is going to kind of fall apart.
Yeah, so.
They going to tell you I went.
Pop star.
We'll be right back after this quick break.
And now it's time for Unpopular Opinion with Mr. Fresh himself.
My unpopular opinion is, it's about the Grammys. While the Grammys is going through a, how would I describe it? A tough time?
Yeah, whatever.
While they're going through a tough time, I still feel like, for a lot of artists, it is still going to, this won't change anything. It'll still be a very coveted award. While, yes, we sit here and we say that the Grammys isn't culturally relevant, for a lot of artists, that is the peak precipice of their career, is being nominated and being a Grammy Award winner. Your price goes up when you are Grammy nominated, and especially when you are Grammy Award winning. It's just like the Academy Awards aren't as culturally relevant as they probably, as one would probably think they are. But when you are trying to get a movie role, to say you're an Academy Award nominee says a lot, and your pay goes up. To say you are an Academy Award winner, your pay definitely goes up. So I think it's still looked at the same way in music with artists. A lot of artists, specifically urban artists, say, I don't really care about winning a Grammy. I don't want a Grammy. I call pish posh. And I think that they deep down inside do. I just think they feel like it's kind of out of reach to get, considering the information we just delved out to you about the Grammys. But I still think they care. I think they still would love to have one. And I don't think it takes away from anyone's success if they are nominated. Because some will look at it and look at an artist like Lucky Day, who I think has like 4 Grammy nominations this year, and they'll look at it, well, it's rigged, he's not gonna win it, so it don't really mean nothing. I don't necessarily think that's how Lucky Day is looking at that. I don't think Lucky Day is looking at it like, ah, well, they say it's rigged, or they got all this going on over there, don't really matter if I'm nominated or not. No, I think to him and the work he's put in for his music career to get to this point, to be Grammy nominated means something. And I still think to get that recognition still means something. But I mean, it's unfortunate that you are put into a position or a feeling or a space that you feel like, I'm not going to win it because this is rigged against me. But when you're Black in America, that's every system. Everything is rigged against you to not win, but yet you find some way to succeed. So my unpopular opinion is, for a lot of artists, the Grammys still matter, and it still will matter. It's not going to, like, whatever they go through, it's not going to change anything. We've been saying they're culturally irrelevant, but people still want to be Grammy nominated and still want to win a Grammy.
It's like what you said, I agree and disagree. I agree that the Grammys are still important, and there are a lot of artists that want Grammys, that want that recognition. I mean, I'm not going to lie, if I got a Grammy, I wouldn't, like, throw it against the wall and disregard it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're not going to, nobody's going to win one. He's like, ah, screw the Grammy. Like, nobody's going to, like, come on. Like, they're going to put their trophy in the house somewhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, you know, and I'm, once again, I'm not saying you said this, but I feel for artists. I honestly feel, for this is for mostly, like, people of color artists, minorities that are artists. I feel for them when they put a Grammy on such a high pedestal, because the Grammys doesn't put you on that same pedestal.
That I get, and that I understand.
Yeah, like, you know, not, once again, if you get one, yeah, I would, you know, do what you gotta do with it. You know, it's an accomplishment, but don't let this award be the defining, like, moment of your career.
The end all be all,
yeah,
of you.
Like, you, your career is not contingent upon you winning that. So, once again, Grammy weekend's going down. Meek Mill was at Jay-Z's annual
Rock Nation brunch.
Of course, all the Black music celebrities
who
were there.
Who wasn't there?
Basically, if you're signed to Rock Nation, you got an invite.
Yeah.
But Meek had a little run-in with an ex.
He did have a run-in with his most recent ex.
Before the Rock Nation brunch. So, this rapper from Jersey named Rechie P., so Rechie took a picture at a clothing store in L.A. with Meek Mill, basically, you know, saying, like, hey, man, you know, Meek Mill is like somebody I look up to, and shout out to Meek Mill and, you know, all this other stuff. He also, not too long after, took a picture with Nicki Minaj. So when the picture went up, it didn't take long for people to realize that not only is it with Meek and Nicki in the same place.
They definitely ran into each other.
So according to TMZ, who got the footage because of TMZ.
They're the feds. Just call them what they are.
Facts. Y'all talking about Vlad is the feds. Okay, this is what Meek's entourage told TMZ. Meek was there first. Nicki came in. Meek tried to speak to her and be like, hey, like, we're good. Like, I don't want to have any issue between you. But her fiance, husband, I don't know what he is. She hadn't really confirmed it. Got kind of loud and wanted to talk to Meek one-on-one. And Meek was down to do that, but dude continually got disrespectful.
Of course he did.
And it started a shouting match back and forth. In video, I saw Nikki yelled at some point, like, you know, we got 50 dudes outside. And then Meek yelled back, I got 100 dudes outside. So Nikki is at a weird place where she doesn't have the support of so much that she had at the height of her
career.
Earlier
on, yeah.
Obviously, she's not a pro at her label anymore.
She retired.
She didn't retire. Drake is not somebody she can go running to now for a feature. She's not with Meek.
Wayne doesn't really carry that same steam.
Yeah, I mean, I think Wayne will always cut for Nicki.
I think he will too, but I don't
think
he's
not. He does, like I said, he's not the same Wayne he was when she first got with him. And so just to see that happening, I was like, man, Nicki, you've come a long way from that first album to now.
Is saying she's a shell of her former self going too far?
No, I don't think so. It's sad because Nicki is still one of the greatest rappers of all time,
undoubtedly,
and she deserves all the accolades and more.
True, I just wish she would just stop reminding talking. Us about those accolades.
Yeah, and not being such a bitter person. God, just so sad to see it, man. Hate to see it. Hate to see it, man.
This week for Local Song of the Week, we have Amero Soul and her song Green Thumb. The Killeen, Texas born and raised, now Austin-based songstress, has been building her buzz since college while attending Texas Southern University in Houston, Texas. You can see Amero live at Stubbs Indoor on February 13th for the KUTX The Breaks Presents Love Lockdown. Now here is Green Thumb by Amero Soul.
Feels like snakes all in my garden. They tryna get some mind food. Gems that I be dropping could nourish your soul like produce. Magic in my body, I don't know if I can show you. Cause even though you seem to recognize that I don't know you, I recognize that I don't know you. Careful who I let in, they ain't always who they show you. So tell me, why should I let you see these gems all in my soul? Should I let my aura glow for you? To my own, should I let my river flow for you? Oh, I need to know the motivations in your soul. Cause love is a lie, hidden alive, and like a seed to be fertilized. You don't have space, and I don't have time to wait. So take your place or get out of my life. Organic, no GMOs, baby. No high fructose cake and water my soul daily. I don't need you processed, just want to help you progress. We can grow together, start to smile more and hurt less. Cultivate your energy, reflect it right back into me. And we repeat this energy, our form of photosynthesis. I could be your flower girl, you could solve my mysteries. We can work together, heal the trauma of our histories. I just need a green thumb, tell me have you seen one? I just need a green thumb, tell me have you seen one? I just need a green thumb. Tell me, have you seen one? Have you seen one?
See,
have you seen one? Gems all in my soul. I might let my aura glow for you. Access to my yoni. I might let my river flow for you. Oh, I need to know the motivation. The motivation's in your soul. Fertilize. You don't have space, and Doing dirt in spite, gotta make it equal. Don't do a disservice to your purpose. Make sure every move you make is worth it. Headed in the right direction. Nurture your scars with love and affection. Keep moving in forward motion, but don't get lost in your emotions. Make some friends that water your soul, and love somebody that helps you grow. Don't fight the current, be in the flow. Be yourself, that's all you know. Soul soliloquies.
The Breaks Podcast is a production of KTX 989, the Austin Music Experience. You can listen to The Breaks show live every Saturday night from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is produced by Confucius Jones, Fresh Knight, and Elizabeth McQueen. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We are at The Breaks KUTX, and you can find more episodes at KUTX.org/TheBreaks.
Our theme music was written and performed by Austin's own DZ Brown. Production support provided by Art Levy.